baie welkom by hierdie uitgawe van My Mooi Dorp. Dit is die program wat ons graag mense reg oor die land wil help om van hulle dorpe ook mooi en modeldorpe te maak. Dalk vir die eerste keer, dalk weer 'n keer. En as ons praat van 'n modeldorp, bedoel ons dit op twee vlakke. Die een is funksionerend, wat betref munisipale dienste, basiese dienslewering, skoon water, riool, vullisverwydering, goeie maatskaplike dienste ensovoorts ensovoorts. Maar ons bedoel ook dat die gemeenskap moet floreerend word. En dit kan nie net die gemeenskap in een woongebied wees nie. Dit moet die gemeenskap in alle woongebiede word. Want hoe kan jy rustig slaap as jou buurman nie kos het om te eet nie? En dan raak gesprek verskriklik belangrik en begrip vir mekaar. Ek het julle verlede week voorgestel aan twee jong mans. Een van hulle was Claude Jovuka. En ek gesels met hulle en vertel hulle stories, omdat dit so belangrik is om te hoor hoe mense dink en wat in hulle harte aangaan, sodat daar op nuut gesprekvoering kan wees. En soos Claude en Sanelle, is daar ook soortgelyke mense in elke woongebied, in elke dorp. Julle moet hulle net opspoor en met hulle begin gesels. Dan kan mens sien hoe mens nader aan mekaar kan beweeg. Want mens moet die oorsaak van probleme verstaan en nie net bolangs nie, maar werklik dieper liggend. Ek gesels nou verder met Claude. En hy was eens op 'n tyd werklik waar verbitterd, kwaad, ontsteld. En hy het gevoel dat dinge nie reg loop vir hom nie, dat daar teen swart mense gediskrimineer word, en hy het bande gebrand en opgesteek en hy was 'n belhamel. Maar kom ons luister verder na sy story.
And let me start where this thing started. I personally was taken by SRCC. And they were mentoring me to do recycling. They supported me with all what they can, giving me the warehouse to perform the work, trainings. And I was getting waste for free to all the warehouses in the valley. They gave me someone that can be able to work with me from SRCC. They became my accountants because they were dealing with all my finances.
Maar toe loop dinge verkeerd. En op 'n Vrydag kry hy 'n WhatsApp boodskap juis van die mense van die SRCC, dis die Sandows River Citrus Corporation, om te sê dat hy sy werk verloor. En dat hy die Maandag nie meer hoef in te kom nie. Teen daardie tyd het sy besigheid al 'n omset gehad van omtrent 1.3 miljoen en hy was in die skuld omdat hy verskeie vragmotors aangekoop het. En oornag het sy hele situasie verander. Hy het nie geld gehad om regstappe te doen nie. En hy was verbitterd, kwaad, ontsteld en hy het gevoel die SRCC het hom in die steek gelaat. Was het omdat hy as 'n swart man suksesvol was en dat 'n wit man weer bevoordeel moet word? Hy kon nie help om so te voel nie. Maar ek het toe gaan uitvind wat die werklikheid was en die mense van die SRCC het aan my verduidelik dat hulle 'n herwinningsprojek aan die gang probeer kry het. En op 'n dag het die mense wat die herwinningsmateriaal aangekoop het, besef dat herwinningsekonomie nie werklik waar volhoubaar is nie, dat hulle nie wins kan maak nie, dat hulle nie kan aanhou om hulle maatskappy te bedryf nie, en hulle die aankope van alle herwinningstowwe byna onmiddellik gestaak. En toen het 'n reëling gemaak dat die dinge wat toe wel herwin is, ingesamel sal word en dat hulle dit net sal kom haal, gratis, op hulle eie onkoste, so daar is nie iemand anders aangestel om dit te doen nie, maar die maatskappy het maar net voortgegaan om het gratis te kom haal en niks daarvoor te betaal nie. En dit is ook steeds 'n probleem om die herwinningsekonomie finansieel haalbaar te maak. Maar ons keer terug na Claude se story.
And the trucks that I owned at that time, they were all taken. And I was left with Standard Bank debt. It was not easy. And I didn't have any other business to go to. Because remember, after I started that business, I saw opportunities and I resigned at work. And I said I must concentrate on it because it's the only thing that can grow me. After all good deeds that SRC did, it ended up very bad. When I went to the advocates for the assistance, the money that they were asking from me was ridiculous. Remember, I'm owing banks and I'm losing everything. And I had to leave it to say it's fine. I struggled for the next 2 years after that without anything over the table. I came up with an initiative of changing the style of business because I had a registered business then. I went into construction. It was not easy because competition was very high. But eventually, I made it through. Then that thing at the back of my mind was still there, angry and saying that white people, they don't want to see us growing in the valley. 2018, I took a decision to say now it's a time for them to pay back. Because what they did to me and to my grandfathers, it has to pay back. I stood up and I said, everyone that is having challenges with any farm, they must bring their complaints to me. Remember by that time, I was newly elected as a secretary of SANCO in the region. So I told myself that it is a matter of popularity and a matter of anger and fighting back. It was terrible because we ended up having a total shutdown in the valley that hammered the businesses in the valley, tourism, agriculture, and our own people didn't get the monies that they were supposed to work for the entire season because we were up to say no work, no business, no one must benefit anything. Without thinking, because when you're angry, sometimes you take decisions that you'll regret at the end of the day. And we had a lot of grievances that we put together. The people from agriculture, the organized business, responded. And we ended the strike. But there are things that are talking about the inclusivity in the economy that they were never addressed at that time. So when 2019... when they came back to say, now we're answering you, we need to sit down and strategize to see how are we going to do this? How are we going to involve you as local people in this value chain? That's when all things started. When we sat down and all the questions were asked, we realized that, wow, we're not ready. Because when you start to experience things, is when you realize how difficult are they. When you don't know, you always think that it's easy because they did it. Why can't we do it also? And we embarked on a program. The program that was there to make sure that we start by changing our mindset. Because when you collaborate, you need to know that there's no us and them. You need to know that we need each other. There's no one that can survive without the other. This thing, it was proven 2018. When people were not going to work, the business stood. We appreciated the fact that now we are entering into a different, totally different sphere of life. Knowing what's right and what's wrong. Knowing the importance of us being in this area of San Luis River. Knowing that here in San Luis River, if you mess with these two giants of economy of this valley, the agriculture and the tourism, you're dealing with our lives, the entire Ado on San Luis River, you're dealing with it. It's one big economic drivers that we need to make it a point that we deal with them in a very careful manner. Instead of fighting, we need to come together. Instead of seeing that others are benefiting than others, we need to find a way to put others in the value chain. Remember, this is a process. You know, what is so shocking with me now, the person that I was before 2018 is totally the different person that I am today. Because now I'm always standing up and bringing up initiative that are going to be developmental to myself. I'm no longer blaming people. I'm standing up on my 2 feet to make sure that I'm doing it. And I'll continue to do it. Now, what is lacking from me is to make sure that I go out and call on all other friends of mine to join this train. Because standing up for yourself is key. To make sure that whatever that happens, only one thing that you must expect is to get assistance. It might not be in financial assistance. You might be assisted through skills. You might be assisted through knowledge. You might be assisted through being given good networks so that you can be able to grow your business. Those are the assistances that are key. Because giving someone money means you're killing that person because you'll never know how to use it. So ever since I joined Collaborative, I've learned a lot of things. I've learned that all our blood is red, irrespective of the color. And God made us to have a mind that is thinking alike. Even if your color is white, you feel the pain. Even if you're black, you do have a chance to grow. So it's not a matter of who's better than the other. It's a matter of how are we doing it. The phase that we're in now as a collaborative is the how part. Changing mindset to most of the people that are part of the collaborative, that is done. Because even those that are still within us in the collaborative still having questions, they have questions because they want to be like that. But everything was done for us to be where we want to be. Now, this is the gist. We cannot do it alone. We need the growers, the organized business in the valley to play part. Remember, they are the people that are currently holding the economy of this valley. When I entered into tourism industry, there was not even a single black person that tapped into that. Even myself, I'm not in there yet, but I'm getting there. And I'm definitely sure within no time I will be there. There are black people that are farmers. And they are still under mentoring of white farmers. Which is good because you cannot just go and stand up and go to farming without knowledge. That transfer of skills, it simply means that we're going somewhere. But that is not all good. On the other hand, there's still white farmers that are taking advantage of the situation. Because you can hear that there are BE farms, for instance, in the valley. And you ask, unfortunately for me, I've got my uncles in Sunland Farm that are shareholders. They don't even know, as a shareholder, how much are they making with their oranges or with their orchards in a year. You can ask them, they don't know. They don't even have accountants to assist them with their shareholding. They are calling themselves shareholders. They are all supervisors. And they're getting supervisor salaries. My uncles, they were excited getting 34,000 as a dividend for a year, each of one of them. I was asking them, what is the percentage of your shareholding in this? They couldn't even tell me because they don't know. I'm highlighting this thing to you to say there's still a lot have to be done. It's not lost yet because we need to make sure that we get at the bottom of these things. As a collaborators, we need to make sure that we're treating each other in a decent manner. We need to make it a point that there's no one that is suffering because of the other. And that could make a better Sunnis River. The difficulties that we're facing currently is the political landscape in the valley. And if you can get to know People are using all the opportunities that they can have in order to gain that popularity, because there is this thing now of people being deployed and all of that. And they are disturbing our progress, because we will realize that they are going to call us names to say that we are selling out, we're working with white people and all of that. But when you know you're doing the right thing, you don't change your mind. Because when people see this thing happens to you and the development happens to you, that's when they will learn to say, we wasted our time. I can't wait for a time when people will see that SRVC is there for a development of this area. At one stage, before we started this concept, I had in my mind that to say, they're managing us. They don't want us to go on streets again. And I said to my other colleagues, look, we are here now. And even if they were doing it to manage us, let's change it in our advantage. We've got power. Let's attend these classes. Let's study. When we have knowledge, we change this in our advantage. So that even though they think they're managing us, to us is advantageous in our people in the valley. And people listened, and every one of us, we're still there. We're getting a momentum. People are joining the collaborative. And what is more exciting now, the gender issue, because there's more ladies now that are coming in. There's more youth that is coming in now to get to know what we're doing in the valley. So it's a future. The fact that now we managed to get through the hearts of the people that have been historically disadvantaged and been instilled in their minds that white people are like this and we blacks are like this and all of kind of things, it's getting there. It's SRVC, what is good about it is not political. When you enter into our group, you enter there, and you take your political cap outside, you enter as a collaborator. And when you are collaborating, you don't mix with politics. That is development. And I can assure you, it's been 3 years now, it's the third year that we are in this program. I was even saying to people, 10 years is too long. In 5 years' time, this area will be changed. Because we're trying to find each other. It is enough for everyone. It is the matter of how are we doing it. And we will find a way. Whether we find a way in 4 years or 5 years or 6 years to come from now, but we will all be having an inclusive well-being in this valley. That's our goal.
Claude, would you say that in your mind, you've sort of changed from a person that would sort of burn tires to somebody that would listen and communicate and negotiate?
What I've learned throughout this program has assisted me to be a better person, to change the approach on the way I was dealing with issues. Because the honest truth is, I'm sitting with you now, currently here in my place, and both of us, we busy doing interview. In those days, when I was angry, I wasn't going to be doing that. Today, I've got white friends that are coming to dine with me in my house. It simply means that the total mindset has changed. But this is a process. Nothing that ever happens overnight. Sometimes other things that people are asking me, I sit down and think, what if he's right? But again, with what I've learned, I always answer myself. So it simply means that I'm in the right track. I'm going towards what is important, making the valley a better place for everyone that stays in the valley. To answer you, I'm definitely a changed person.
What is your big dream for the future of the valley?
Remember, Sannes River is one of the most beautiful areas and wealthiest areas in the Eastern Cape. Sannes River, historically, has been recognized as an area for tourism. And we've been exporting orange to the entire world. Sannes River is well known What I'm dreaming of is to see inclusivity of every race in this economy. To see my child and a white person's child playing together, growing up together. To see white people feel free to come to our communities. A crime-free area. An area where there's no one that is begging other for survival. A working Sanes River. I would love to see young black people entering into this space of agriculture so that the next generations can learn from them. There mustn't be any racial problem in the valley. Everyone must see another as a brother and a sister. I know it's not going to be easy. It can take long, but it's possible. Our dream to see Sanes River as an example in the world, so that whenever they talk of this collaboration, working together, they must always refer it to Sanes River. That's my dream. To say we are what we are because Sanes River started it. That's my dream. And it's possible.
Dit is die storie van een enkele man, maar sy lewe het reeds verskillende ander mense se lewens geraak. Soek die clouds in julle omgewing op, gesels met hulle, begin gesprek voer en kyk of mens nie deur die probleme te verstaan by die oplossings kan uitkom nie. Volgende week stel ek julle voor aan een van die mense wat gehelp het met hierdie leierskapsontwikkeling van mense in die gemeenskap. Tot volgende week dan. Groete van my, Maria Atsen.